Welcome to Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. I'm your host, Brett Cranson.
And I'm your co-host, Omari White. And we're excited to bring you insights from the decades of experience that we've both garnered in the financial services industry.
And whether you're just starting out on your financial journey or looking to optimize your existing strategies, our goal is to clarify the world of finance and provide you with practical, actionable advice.
And together, we'll explore a wide range of topics that will help you to navigate to your bright financial future.
So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and let's jump into today's episode.
Hello, and welcome back to Smart Wealth, Navigating Your Financial Future. I'm your host, Brett Cranson, and with me is the ever knowledgeable Omari White. How's it going, Omari?
I'm doing fantastic, Brett. Ready to dive into the financial seas and help our listeners to navigate through the stormy weathers, especially these current markets.
Imagery. Speaking of stormy weathers, today's episode is all about something we all love and want to protect, our hard-earned cash. We're in a bit of a financial tempest with rising interest rates and the big I word, inflation, lurking around.
Oh, the dreaded inflation. It's like a sea monster in the financial ocean. But fear not, dear listeners, we have some lifeboats ready to share with you.
Exactly. And today, we're going to talk about how you can keep your cash safe and sound until the financial skies are clear again. It's all about finding that safe harbor to dock your financial ships.
And let's not forget the treasure on board. So we'll help you explore what keeping it growing while the economic waters are choppy. So not just parking it, but growing it.
Absolutely. And we're going to delve into the concept of parking your cash. Now, we're not talking about just stashing a cash under the mattress, although that's a classic spot.
Oh, the good old mattress bank, I tell you. But there are better ways. There are modern ways. And we're going to be talking about short-term, low-risk investments that can keep your money safe, even help to grow it a bit while we wait for the right moment to dive back into the higher risk waters.
Yeah, and it's all about having the right map to navigate through these turbulent times. And today, we're going to share that map with you.
So stick around with us. We're going to sail through the options of guaranteed investment certificates, money market funds, high savings, high interest savings, and high interest exchange traded funds. It's going to be a voyage full of insights.
And hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll have a better idea of where you anchor your assets amid these economic waves. So let's set sail, shall we?
Let's hoist our sails, Brett, and lead our listeners to calmer financial shores.
And here we are, back on the deck, ready to chart our course to the rough financial seas. Now, before we dive into the nitty-gritty of safeguarding our treasures, it's essential to understand the whirlpool we find ourselves in. Omari, the winds of economic change are blowing. What's stirring these waters?
Oh, Brett, it is a concoction of factors, not just one. Big sailors on turbulent seas are the rising interest rates and then the pesky sea monster of inflation. So we have those two. The rising interest rates act as strong headwinds for borrowers and could be opportunities for savers, though. And of course, the other side of it is inflation, which acts as barnacles on our ship, slowly eating away at the purchasing power of our doubloons.
Ah, a sinister sea monster indeed. Now, with these headwinds and barnacles threatening our voyage towards financial prosperity, it's clear why having a safe harbor for our cash is crucial. We need a refuge from the storm until calmer economic tides prevail.
Exactly, Brett. And I mean, while you're docked, you know, why not let your money grow a little bit, even if it's at a slower pace? It's better than having it plundered to the uncertain pirates of the economic uncertainty.
Ha, nobody likes a plundering pirate, especially when it comes to our hard-earned cash. So with the interest rates rising, borrowing becomes more expensive, and the cost of goods and services surge thanks to inflation. It's like a sailing against the tide, making it harder to move forward.
Right, you are. And let's not forget, these economic changes, they don't just affect big galleons, but small sailboats too. whether they're large corporations or just a humble sailor on the financial seas, these turbulent waters can rock your boat.
And that's why today's voyage is so important. We're going to explore the calm waters of short-term, low-risk investments where we can anchor our assets securely. It's all about weathering the storm, keeping our treasure safe, and growing bit by bit until we're ready to set sail on the high-risk seas once more.
So hold tight to the mast, dear listeners, as we navigate you through the fog of the financial jargon into the clear waters of practical cash flow strategies. And remember, every cloud has a silver lining, and in our case, a silver doubloons.
Well said, Omari. Now let's delve into these short-term havens where we can keep our treasures safe and sound. Onward to smoother waters. All right, mates, as we sail towards islands of financial stability, let's take a gander at some of the safe harbors where we can anchor our cash. First on the horizons, we spot the reliable shores of guaranteed investment certificates, or GICs as they are commonly known. Omari, care to guide us through these calm waters?
Oh, with pleasure, Brett, with pleasure. Now, the GIC is like the sturdy lighthouse on the financial shoreline. It offers a guaranteed return on your investment. It's like having a steady light guide you through the midst of the fog of financial market volatility. Principal is safe, and you're receiving a fixed interest in a fixed time over at the end of a term, which is also guaranteed. It's a secure spot to dock your cash, especially if you're cautious and you prefer calm waters over the rough seas.
Ah, a beacon of safety. But every lighthouse has its limitations, doesn't it?
Indeed, it does, Brett. I mean, while GICs offer safety, the returns are typically lower over some periods of time, over longer periods of time, compared to different investment options like a stock or a mutual fund. And it also has a fixed term, so you really don't have access to that money or that capital until the term ends. And if you choose to access it before that, you face penalty. It's like having your treasure locked in a treasure chest with a time lock, so to speak.
Ah, patience is a virtue with GICs. Now let's set sail towards the realm of money market funds. These funds are like calm bays amidst the volatile oceans, offering a shelter with a bit more flexibility. They invest in highly liquid, short-term debt securities, making them a relatively safe place to harbor your cash. And the cherry on top? You can withdraw your money anytime without a penalty, offering a bit more liquidity to our sailors.
Beware, sailors. While these are calm bays still, they aren't as secure as the lighthouse, the GIC. The returns aren't guaranteed, and the interest earned is affected by the prevailing interest rates in the market and the changes in interest rates as they continue. So, yes, it's a more accessible harbor, so to speak, but it is a little less predictable than the GIC, the lighthouse.
Well noted, Omari. Now onto the high interest savings funds. Think of them as hidden covers with fertile soil where your money can grow a bit while watching or waiting for the economic storms to pass. They offer high interest rates compared to traditional savings accounts and are not subject to the rough seas of bond or equity market volatility.
Ah, the serene cove indeed. Let's not forget, though, they offer daily interest, accrued daily, and paid monthly. So that's like having a tiny stream of silver in your coffers every day with a bigger one every month. Nice concept. But remember, the returns are also affected by the prevailing interest rates. So you're not immune from the economic climate. You still get affected by interest rate levels and the changes in interest rate.
Now, last on our map is the high interest exchange traded funds, ETFs. Imagine a bustling trade port where you can easily trade your assets. High interest ETFs provide a higher return compared to other cash alternatives, and they can be easily bought and sold on the stock exchange, making them a convenient choice for those who seek a bit of action while waiting for the right moment to venture back into the high seas of riskier investments.
But trade ports have their risks too. The value of an ETF can fluctuate based on market conditions. It can fluctuate based on bid-ask spread, the number of people who are buying that security on any given day. It might, the value, the price of the ETF might not reflect the value of the actual assets that the ETF is holding. So it's like a bustling port. There are fees to pay and they might eat your returns away.
The quest for the perfect haven continues. Each harbor have its own set of advantages and drawbacks. And it's up to our savvy sailors to choose the right one based on their voyage plans and the size of their treasure chests.
Well said, Brett. I mean, so all about matching your risk appetite with the right harbor for you. When are you ready to brave the high seas again? You know, stay with us and we will continue to navigate through the investment waters and help you to find the right harbor spots for your assets.
And as we navigate through these investment waters, it's crucial to have a well-drawn map, a blueprint, if you will, to ensure your treasures are well-protected and growing, even if it's just a tad. Omari, it's all about the personalized map, isn't it?
Absolutely, Brett, right? The sea of finance is vast and every sailor has their own destination. And so we might have to venture towards, some are venturing towards the golden shores of retirement and others are venturing towards the quest for financial freedom. So tailoring your cash management strategy blueprint to your unique voyage is the key.
And the first mate of this voyage should be a trusted financial advisor. They're like the seasoned navigator, ready to help chart a course through calm and stormy waters alike.
It will help gauge the winds and read the stars and really avoid the whirlpools. So no one strategy fits every client. I mean, you have one key strategy that works well in these types of volatile markets could be dollar cost averaging. And it's like casting a wide net of time over time, really buying more when the market is down and less when the market is up in a systematic way to really re-enter the high risk seas of investing in a more measured and disciplined way. This dollar cost averaging strategy allows you to do that.
And a steady hand on the tiller in rough seas. And remember, dear sailors, it's not just about reaching your destination, but enjoying the voyage, knowing your treasure is safe and growing. The right advisor will ensure you sleep well, even with the economic seas are roaring.
And so we've explored the various harbors to anchor your assets. Be it the sturdy lighthouse for the GIC or the accessible bays of money market funds or the serene coves of high interest savings funds or the bustling ports of those high interest exchange traded funds. Each of them have their own charm.
Exactly. And with a seasoned navigator by your side, you can tailor a blueprint that not only protects your treasures, but helps it grow. It's about making the right choices at the right times, ensuring you're ready to set sail again with the economic times turn in your favor.
So, dear listeners, as you sail towards your financial goals, remember, the best investment you can make is a well-drawn map and a seasoned navigator. And of course, in yourself, your financial literacy is the compass that will always point you towards your calmer waters.
Well said, Omari. We're here to help steer your ship through any financial fog you might be facing. The horizon looks a bit clearer after sailing through the investment seas today, doesn't it, Omari?
Indeed, Brett. Indeed. And, you know, we've explored the calm bays and the bustling ports, and our listeners can anchor their assets securely. Each harbor has its own charm, and we're choosing the right one is really a personal, what your goal is with your particular voyage towards your smooth financial stability.
Absolutely. And remember, dear listeners, while we can't control the economic winds, we can adjust our sails. And having a well-drawn map, a tailored cash management blueprint, is your first mate on this voyage.
True that, Brett. And don't hesitate to seek the wisdom of seasoned navigators. A financial advisor will guide you through these unpredictable waters. They can help you course through the various turns and really align your goals with your financial actions, your next steps to make those goals happen, ensuring that your treasure chest grows over time.
And a growing treasure chest, that's a dream every sailor shares on these financial seas. And while the waters may get choppy with the right strategy, you can weather any storm that comes your way. It's all about being prepared, staying informed, and making smart choices.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself, Brett. And as we lower our anchor to today's episode, we hope that you had a clearer chart to navigate with cash flow management waters. And remember, every wise choice you make on your voyage is your step closer to your golden shores of financial security.
Aha, the allure of golden shores. We'll continue to explore more waters in our upcoming episodes, diving into a variety of topics to help you steer your ship towards a prosperous financial future. So stay tuned, for there are many more adventures awaiting on the horizon.
And before we bid you adieu, we'd love to hear from you. So share your thoughts, your questions, topics that you'd like us to explore in our future episodes. And we're here to make your voyage to financial sea a rewarding and successful one.
Absolutely. And reach out to us on our social media channels. We're here to guide you towards achieving the smart wealth one nautical mile at a time.
Till our next voyage, keep your sails high and your assets secure. It's Omar Ui here.
And I'm Brett Cranston, signing off. Fair winds and follow seas to all our listeners. Until next time on Smart Wealth, navigating your financial future.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of Smart Wealth, navigating your financial future. We hope you found our discussion enlightening and feel more equipped to take charge of your financial journey.
Indeed, Brett. And remember, every step forward counts, no matter how small. So if you found this episode to be of value, subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform, share it with your friends, and leave us a review.
We're also eager to hear your thoughts, questions, and what financial topics you're interested in for future episodes. Reach out to us on social media. You can find our links in the show notes.
As we look forward to navigating your future financial waters, one episode at a time. So until next time, remember, knowledge is the greatest wealth. So keep investing in yourself. Until next time.